Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, February 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Russia says it plans to cut its oil production by about 5% next month, or about 500,000 barrels a day, making good on a threat to respond to recent oil market sanctions by cutting back supply. The move sent global prices higher, but some analysts saw the cuts as less of a show of force and more an acknowledgement by Moscow that recent Western restrictions on the sale of Russian crude are making it harder to sell its oil. Meanwhile, Moldova, which borders southwestern Ukraine, says a Russian missile entered its airspace today en route to a target in Ukraine. The commander-in-chief of Ukraine's armed forces said two missiles were launched from the Black Sea and strayed across the border with Moldova and over NATO member Romania before re-entering Ukrainian airspace. The incident is likely to heighten concerns about containing the war as Russia steps up its barrage of Ukraine's energy infrastructure. And we report exclusively that top House Democrats have shelved, for now, a plan to force a vote to raise the nation's debt ceiling. That's according to people familiar with the strategy. The decision reflects Democrats' recognition that the petition process, which allows a majority of House lawmakers to bring a bill directly to the floor without the cooperation of leadership, is rarely successful. Plus, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy could use procedural maneuvers to derail the process if he were to oppose it. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.